Due to the pandemic situations in most of the organizations, 2 of 5 employees will face salary cut. Companies like RIL, OYO, SpiceJet, and many other giant corporations have already informed their employees about the salary cut. Even doctors who are fighting COVID-19 are going to face 50% of their salary cut. Across all industries, over 15% of the employees are going to be laid off. The unemployment rate of India is hovering around 27%, which is a serious concern for India. A giant cab service provider, Uber, has already eliminated 3,000 jobs as of now. The healthcare startup CureFit has eliminated 10% of their employees. The co-working giant WeWork is going to lay off their 20% of the staff by the month of June. A food-based startup, Zomato, has planned to lay off over 500 jobs. Another food-based unicorn, Swiggy, is laying off over 1,000 employees. A very toasty welcome to all of you. Hope you all are doing super healthy and super safe. Now, I understand that one of the concerns everyone's having today is about their jobs and their salaries. And why shouldn't you have one? Your job is the major source of income, and not just for you, but the majority of the population in India. Their income source is just their job and nothing else. Due to the COVID-19 situation, the surveys have reported that the unemployment rate in India is hovering around 27%, which is a huge number and a concern for India's economy. Also, 39% of the salary cuts have been planned and announced across all the industries. This is leading to fear of survival within the entire population of India. Now, definitely there is a reason for employees being laid off and also their salaries have been cut. And for the same, let us dig in to really understand why layoffs and salary cuts are happening. When the whole coronavirus situation happened in China, the China market had already got impacted and many less countries really saw it as a pandemic situation, leading to global shutdown and slowdown of the economy. And when it became a pandemic situation, the businesses were not ready to face this situation. Especially in India, when the nationwide lockdown had got announced, the employers had got panicked about their business positions and were not prepared for it. And for the same reason, we have someone today from the industry who will really help us understand and answer our questions. Why layoffs and salary cuts and delays in salary payments are the most chosen business methods by the employers in India?
Okay, before I start answering you, let me express my thanks to Mr. Rohan for calling me a very great show, Rohan Arote Show. Thank you very much for that. But at the same, I have said I will not agree with you to say that layoff or salary cut or this, whatever you ask, is not a normally adopted methods. Way back in 1981 era to 1993 era, such points were there because of the lot of issues of a staunch union, and low productivity. These were the necessity, or rather the necessity at that particular time, to ensure productivity and profitability concern. But after liberalization and globalization effected in India, perhaps that was never been there. Last so many years, I think more than a decade, I don't find layoff or salary cut is a normal event. Only the point we are definitely now hampered due to worldwide recession and the mostly what we're talking about, everybody is going to be a local and not the global. Imports and export in each country are going to come down. Even today we are talking about that import and export business will come down by substantially. And at that time, till the time economy of Indian economy grows, consumption grows, there will be a less demand. And the time is there today is the, what is going to happen after lockdown. After life of lockdown is survival of the fittest. Therefore, the prices will not be decided based on the cost. Prices will be decided based on what customer can afford and customer can buy. Is value, not for value of your product, but his need of the product. So his need, his price will be a determinant factor. And for that, whosoever is able to survive to provide that goods or services in that cost bracket, those only is going to survive. And therefore, each corner productivity will be a buzzword. Efficiency will be the buzzword. Multi-skill will be the buzzword. And for those, there will be no layoffs, no cutoffs. Rather, they, for them, they will succeed. But those who are lacking in the productivity, those who are lacking in efficiency, definitely they are there. And there will be no other alternative but to survive. So salary cuts is inevitable. Layoffs will be again less because nowadays, even you might have seen in India, UP government has except payment of wages, all labor laws has been relaxed. And similar is going to be a trend in all the states, whether it is ruled by the BJP or otherwise. Because the question is, if I can't survive, how I'll generate the employment? So I will survive and I will generate the employment and that will create the employment. That is the reason everybody has to change his mindset to be more productive, to be more efficient, to be having a more learning skills and more learning attitudes. So for them, I don't think that word of layoff or salary cut will be there.
In any business, there is always a cost which is incurred for people, and businesses are run by people. More the people, more is the human resource cost of that business. And it is a cost which can be controlled immediately when any business finds itself in a negative cash flow position. It is easy to lay off the employees or easy to cut down their salaries, and that is what majority of businesses have done in this current situation. It doesn't really matter how giant corporation it is. The one of the first measures to control their cost is salary cut down or laying off their employees. The question which we have for Mr. Nawal is, the current employment rate in India is hovering around 27%. What are your thoughts on it?
Unemployment rate in last 2 years has definitely increased substantially. Reason is no new investment has come in. After Vodafone case, which has happened because of the promissory estoppel, foreign investment in India stopped reducing. It has come the reducing trend. And the most important fact of the life is going to be like this. The education, the system of Indian education system of mass production, perhaps as in the mass production and mass graduate, have not understood the need of employable education rather than it has gone in the theoretical same methodology of years together, the same syllabus, rather than changing the drastic syllabus. That is the reason you might be seeing unemployment is less in conventional courses where unemployment is more in the conventional courses, but occasional courses, there is hardly any unemployment. So the difference has to be found how the mix can be made of a vocation and the traditional education. System has to be changed, industry-oriented, focus-oriented, system-oriented changes has to come in the education system. Until the mass changes happens in the education system, until the practical approach is also taught along with the theory, this gap will remain. And therefore, the employment opportunities will be lower. More fact also comes in, the people now the wants more of a white collar job rather than the blue collar job or agricultural job. And that is the reason people like to work at the lower salary, but to be in the remaining employment or and like to be in the rural area rather than urban area rather than the rural area. And that is the reason unemployment is more, because the employable education is not that much. And opportunity to grow further is also less because of the less industries coming in, and now coming out the after lockdown, the recession is there. So unemployment is going to increase, and that is going to be a $1 million problem for the Indian economy.
When Labor Ministry saw a rise in the layoff, salary cuts and delay in salary payments, an appeal was made to the employers to be considerate enough about their employees. But the situation just happened to be worst for the employers, and they are left with no other option than to lay off or initiate the salary cutdowns. The layoff trend has been seen with many major brands in India as well as the major corporations. Though they might be controlling their infrastructure and other costs, but this is one of the cost centers which they are focusing on it right away. Now, here are some recent updates from a survey conducted around salary cuts and layoffs. Approximately 15% of the employees felt that they might lose their jobs. Approximately 40% of the employees had already been announced about their salary cut. Over 5% of the companies are planning to shut down their operations. Approximately 40% of the employees have responded that they shall still continue in the same organization despite the salary cut. Approximately 30% of the employees whose salary have been cut will look for another job only if they find a better job or get a better offer. Over 50% of the employees are not sure about they losing their job or being laid off. Over 30% of the employees who got laid off or might get laid off are sure that they might get a job sooner. Now, we asked two important questions to Mr. Nawal, and they were, what measures should the employees take to increase their chances of not being laid off?
Very important point, because laid off is something, he gets certain amount of 50% and that 2% period, not more than that. That is the reason what we need to see, that I'm employable, my skills are employable, I have the multi-skill, I have the better learning attitude, I always talk on productivity, I always talk on every time motion, do study, inbuilt study how to avoid the unnecessary movements and cause thereon. Until that we becomes, layoff will be inevitable. And what you need to do, the person who survives with the better education quality, learning attitude, term, having a multi-skills, those will never get the layoff.
And what measures businesses in India should take to retain the employees, also maintaining their business position?
There is something is a catch 22 situation. Retention of employees, people will be ready to retain any person who is skilled, on which the company has put the investment in enlarging, enhancing his skills. But his integrity and loyalty, earlier the integrity and loyalty factor was very much. But after the period as which has gone, the integrity and loyalty with the corporate and with employee to that extent has become lesser and lesser. And therefore, what is happening is changing and hopping attitude is more. So retention is there for that people who is having a multi-skill and a productive for them. Even the ladder, climbing the ladder is also not a problem. And retention for that, even if he is there, the people are ready to pay, provided he gives the productivity and contribution per hour of his. If enhanced, then definitely everybody will like to keep such type of talent.
In the current war of COVID-19, there is another silent war going on between the employers and the employees. And that is of layoffs and salary cuts. There is no one right or wrong in this current situation. Employers are struggling to sustain the business and the employees are struggling to retain themselves. In this entire struggle, the families of the employees are also getting a major hit, especially in a country like India, where it is common that on an average only one person is earning in a given family and the entire family is dependent on them. The situation is worst with the daily wage laborers. The projects on which they were working are on either on hold or they have been told to discontinue by their employers. One note to especially note from Mr. Nawaz's reply to our question, what measures should employees take to increase their chances of not being laid off, is that employees need to be multi-skilled. They need to focus on being more productive and more efficient. They need to learn new skill sets. They need to take courses. They need to learn more and more about their job and the job they are in and build themselves to be a productive asset to the company and not a depleting one. Further, in these difficult times, the only help which can be provided is by the government of India, which I believe they have provided, but there still remains a question. Has this help reached to the victims of the pandemic situation? Are employers and employees able to secure this help? Or are employers using this situation to downsize themselves and diversify into something else? The questions will be raised, but we believe not all of them will ever be answered completely. We understand that being laid off or receiving a salary cut, especially when it has nothing to do with you or your performance at work, can be very frustrating and may leave you feel powerless and lost. But then, these are the times which we believe should be utilized to figure out your immediate survival plan, which will also lead to a better future. And on that note, I would say that take care of your family and yourself. Things would be fine and great soon. It's time for me to say goodbye. Take care, lots of love, stay healthy, stay safe, stay home. See you in the next week.